Northumberland 89.7. Committed to local news.
Suncloud Mix to start your weekend. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Northumberland OPP Sergeant Brandon Malcolm was laid to rest yesterday following a private ceremony at the Coburg Community Center. He was escorted by hundreds of law enforcement officers and of the Golden Helmets of the OPP, the motorcycle unit in which he was a member of. Malcolm was killed on April 27th in a single vehicle collision on Highway 401 near Coburg. He was on duty and on his motorcycle at the time of the crash. His wife, Vashti Persaud, a police officer in Toronto, describes Malcolm as a strong, selfless, brave, and loving man.
And while the world sees a hero in uniform, I was lucky enough to know the man behind it. The one who loved, or who laughed at the smallest things, who loved deeply, and who made every day feel extraordinary just being in it. Losing him this way is something I can't fully put into words. It just doesn't feel real. And yet, even in this unbearable pain, I know this. He died doing what he believed in. And that is the kind of man he was. Selfless, brave, and full of love. I carry him with me always, in every memory, every laugh, every quiet moment. He will forever still be my home.
Malcolm's brother Jared, a fellow officer in Peel Region, described his brother as very driven, strong-willed, and wanting others in his life to be better. It is unknown when the new Golden Plow Long-Term Care Lodge will open, as there are delays with the provincial inspection. The county is essentially operating two facilities, twice the security and twice the utilities, for example, and not to mention additional staff having been hired while having budgeted on the assumption that the move-in would have been completed earlier this year. Provincial inspections have been completed and maintenance crews are acting on inspection deficiencies. Three new ambulances for Northumberland County could cost approximately $875,000. Paramedics Chief Susan Brown requested a deposit of $86,000 to begin the process of acquiring the new vehicles. Delivery could take 10 to 16 months to complete. Her request will be considered at the next Northumberland County Council meeting. In sports, the great debate is on in Leafs land as to who they take in the first round of the NHL draft, Gavin McKenna, Ivar Steinberg, or Clayton Keller. Matt Sundin was all smiles Tuesday on learning the Leafs' outcome of the draft lottery. The Jays are off tonight before welcoming the Los Angeles Angels to town Friday. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local 3-day weather forecast is next.
Oh my gosh, we have so much junk in the garage. I'm gonna have to give that guy Ed a call.
Yeah, and make sure he takes all that junk at the side of the house too.
Call Ed's Junk Removal, what do you say?
Call him up now, he'll take it away.
Call Ed's Junk Removal,
when you're in doubt.
Let Ed's Junk Removal clear it all out.
Call 905-924-JUNK, edsjunk.co.
Most businesses don't ignore cybersecurity because they don't care. They ignore it because no one explains the real business impact. Too often, security conversations are filled with technical jargon or vague warnings that don't justify a real budget. So it gets pushed aside until something breaks. At Attitude IT, we do things differently. We translate cybersecurity into a plain business language, helping leaders understand the financial impact of downtime, data loss, and operational disruption. And just as importantly, when you need support, you can reach our team quickly and we will be at your worksite right away. Our team is here to support you, guide you, and protect your business every step of the way. If you want cybersecurity and service you can rely on, visit attitudeit.ca or call 905-432-7751.
Now here's your truly local 3-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Sun cloud mix today, high of 12. Clear tonight, low of 2. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, showers possible, high of 11. Saturday, more sun and cloud, high of 15. Turn to Northumberland897.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.